This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It was a very exciting week across the WHL, beginning with the awards luncheon and the 2013 WHL Bantam Draft out of Calgary. We'll recap all the award winners a little bit later in the show. Seattle Thunderbirds have inked first overall selection from last year's draft, Matt Barzell. Matt will join us here in moments. But first, the Vancouver Giants stepped to the podium and did as expected Thursday morning. The Giants' Jason Riplinger made the announcement.
Vancouver Giants are very proud to select in the first round with our first pick from Edmonton, Alberta, left winger Tyler Benson.
Benson was the odds-on favorite to be the number one pick overall. I talked to him following the draft. No doubt what was an exciting day.
I guess I was a little nervous this week, though. You never know what the Giants are going to do, and it was pretty exciting when I heard my name called.
I know the Giants, though, did talk to your dad and did tell them that was the plan, and they even had a jersey there waiting for you as well.
Yeah, they gave me a jersey. My dad never told me anything, though, so he kept me waiting until the draft day. But, I got my jersey here, and the Giants have been calling me all day, and it's been pretty cool.
Tyler, take me through. I talked to you here on draft day, and just tell me what kind of a whirlwind it's been here for you. I know you even went to school for half the day, too.
I got up. I went to school. The teacher set up this little thing in the library, and me and a few of the other kids that are getting drafted today sat in there and watched it. So I just watched, and the first pick, the Giants went up, and they selected me. Ever since, I've been getting phone calls from the Giants and different reporters, and that's all that's been happening today.
Well, you sound excited about things. What do you know about the Giants as an organization, Tyler?
They're a successful group. They've always done very well. It's very rare they get a first overall pick. They're usually at the top and usually always in the hunt for winning the Western Hockey League.
And I guess the WHL not really too foreign to you. Your brother there in Edmonton, that must help to have a brother go through the system as well.
Yeah, it helps. He knows what it's like to get to the WHL, so he can direct me in the right ways to lead me and teach me how to get there.
Boy, what an unreal season for you as well, Tyler. 77 goals and 186 points in 41 league playoff and championship games. A lot of attention around you as well this year, but obviously handling everything quite well here so far.
Yeah, it's been an unreal year, I guess. This is the season I had, and not being able to go first overall, but now it's just the start of things. I got to keep working hard and make the team in a couple of years and see where it goes from there.
Awesome. Tyler, we appreciate you spending time with us here on WHL This Week, and we look forward to getting you in the league here down the road. Best of luck this summer. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. But when I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches and a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Before the WHL Bantam Draft began, the Seattle Thunderbirds announcing a commitment from last year's first overall pick, Matt Barzell. Barzell starred in his Bantam year with the Burnaby Winter Club, and this season led the BC Major Midget League in scoring. I caught up with Matt to talk about his decision. Matt, first of all, it took a year here to get it done, but why the WHL, and what was it that made you commit?
You know, I know that the WHL is one of the best junior leagues in the world, and I really think it's going to, change me as a player. I know I have a lot of things to work on, and I think it's going to give me the best development.
Was it anything to do with some of the trips in the playoffs down there? I know you took in some of the first round series against Seattle or against Kelowna.
Yeah, I went down for a game, and the Birds won, and it was an awesome experience. Even just being there, meeting a few of the guys, and they were very welcoming, and And, I mean, I'm really looking forward to next season.
You know, really looks like Seattle's getting things on track there with their program and their future. Just tell me what you think the outlook looks like there with the T-Birds.
I'm really hoping next season is going to go well. I really think it is. I think we have a lot of good depth up front, and our D-men are really starting to come together as a core. So, you know, I really hope next season is going to be good, and hopefully we can get the Thunderbirds back on a winning season.
You know, you were such a force there with Burnaby Winter Club when you played Bantam Hockey. You probably have a lot of friends in the WHL that have either gone that route or will go that route. Was that a factor at all for you?
Yeah, I mean, a few of my buddies play in the league, and they got nothing but good things to say. So, obviously I know that it's going to be a big jump from Major Midget to the WHL, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's talk about your season there in the BC Major Midget League with the Vancouver Northeast Chiefs. Led the league in scoring, 104 points. Must have been a pretty good year there for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, stats-wise, you know, I did very well, but, I credit it to a lot of my teammates. I played with some good players this year, and, you know, they were all very supportive, and, my coaches put me in all situations, which at the end of the day, that's what you need to put up numbers.
Matt, and to close here, just tell me about the summer ahead and as you get set to report to Seattle there for training camp in the fall.
I'm attending two camps in July, and then I have the U-17 tryouts. But other than that, you know, I'm just going to the gym and working on getting bigger and stronger for next season because I know it's there's a lot of big, strong men in that league. So that's one thing I got to focus on.
All right, Matt, big announcement this week in Calgary. Appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL's awards luncheon was held a day before the Bantam draft in Calgary. Swift Current Bronco forward Adam Lowry, the big winner, claiming the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for the WHL Player of the Year. He was on hand to accept his award.
It's a tremendous honor. I know if you look at the past winners, a lot of them have gone on to have great NHL careers, and you know they meant a lot to their teams, and you know, I'm just thrilled to be a part of that.
With 45 goals on the season, Lowry was a consistent performer.
I knew coming into the year it was a big year for me, my 19-year-old season, and I just wanted to be a consistent performer night in and night out for the Broncos, and I think that was the biggest thing.
Spokane Chiefs defenseman Brendan Kitchen won the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy as the league's top defenseman.
Yeah, you know, it's a tremendous honor, and I just want to congratulate Morgan Riley on a great season. Tremendous player, and I'd just like to, thank the Spokane Chiefs organization for everything they gave me. Tim Speltz, Chris Moulton, Don Knockbar. Instrumental in everywhere I've come.
Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones had an outstanding rookie season, and he accepted the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy for Rookie of the Year.
It means everything to me, and it's a tremendous honor, and I couldn't have done it without the Billet family and the coaching staff, and especially my teammates for making it very comfortable and easy for me to come into this league and just focus on hockey.
This year's top coach went to Kootenay Ice bench boss Ryan McGill, claiming the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy.
It's a tremendous honor to be here for sure, and obviously with the group of kids we have, the honor also goes with them because they're the ones that make it happen.
McGill turned the ice around, sitting 21st out of 22 teams at the Christmas break, guiding them to a playoff spot.
The kids came back with a great attitude after Christmas and obviously put the work forward and, built up a tremendous amount of confidence and moved forward. It was great to watch them do it.
Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Bob Green claimed the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy for a second straight year as the WHL's Executive of the Year.
Very proud. Obviously, there's great GMs in this league, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of it, and also very fortunate to be a part of a great staff. We have a lot of good people working with us, and this wouldn't be possible without any of them.
Red Deer Rebels goaltender Patrick Bartuszak was named the Dale Wilson Trophy winner for Goaltender of the Year. The Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy for Humanitarian Player was won by Calgary's Cody Sylvester. The most sportsmanlike player, the Brad Horning Trophy, won by Edmonton Oil Kings forward Dylan Rock. The Doc Seaman Award for the league's Scholastic Player of the Year going to Prince Albert Raiders defenseman Josh Morrissey, while the Scholastic Team of the Year claimed by the Portland Winterhawks. Congratulations to all the award winners for the 2012-13 WHL season. And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests and a congratulations to all players selected in the WHL Bantam Draft this week. As well, puck drops in the WHL Championship Series between Portland and defending champion Edmonton. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.